Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Sun King Brewery.
All right, hi there. So we're Hex Mundi, and this is a Small Studio session. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, guys. You're all so sweet. You're going to give us cavities. Somebody liked that one. All right, so this next song is called Headspace, and it's about those weird moments when you let your brain start to devour itself. So don't be depressed when you listen.
Seems and soaking back into my sheets. Me stirring these feelings, harboring the hopes. Someday I'll allow passions keep us both afloat. He said space has it out for me. My frenzy thoughts feeding on my dreams, ripping at the seams and soaking.
To play one more for you guys. It's called Youth. It's lonely in space. All right, this one's called Youth, and it's all about looking back and like old pictures and feeling like I feel like I know that guy, but I'm not that person anymore. Summer nights. We've been Hex Mundi, and thanks for tuning in again.
Stay tuned next for an interview with the members of Hex Mundi from WFYI's Scott McAllister.
Could you guys each state your name and what instrument you play?
I'm Corey Regan, and I play the bass.
I'm Adam Shuntich, and I play the guitar.
My name is Justin Renner, and I play mandolin and sing.
I'm Stephanie Renner, and I play drums.
Great. So how did Hex Mundi form?
A few years ago, Hex Mundi formed whenever I moved to Indianapolis with Stephanie, and I just had my last act before that, Anargo, had split up, and I started writing songs and coming up with the new concept and stuff. So, yeah, we've been around for like 5 years or so, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, probably 4 years.
Yeah.
And so you guys have been together for 4 years. Where are you originally from?
Bloomington is where we were before.
Okay.
Playing music down there. It was fun.
What motivates you guys to play music?
Oh, man, that's a big question. I feel like I don't really have the option. It's like I don't know what else I would do. Like my days would be bleak and empty. What about you guys? What do you think? Why do you do
it? I just love playing live, man. That's what gets me going.
I'm in it entirely for the money.
Then you're in the wrong business, bud. Yeah. In the wrong band.
Like Justin
got
said,
bad news for you.
You got to do it.
I like it because
Go ahead, Steph.
Oh, I like going out of my comfort zone and collaborating with people. And music is, especially for me, rhythm. It just like takes me out of myself and just kind of flow. And
yeah.
I think it's just that. Adam's got the best answer. I want to change mine to his.
Well, there's just that instant connection, you know, when someone is connecting with performance, and like if you lock eyes with someone while you're on stage and they're looking back, it's like you feel like for that second you know that person, even though you've never met them before. Like you're both feeling the same thing because you're both witnessing the same thing, you know?
I think playing music with bands in a live setting is a really great way to get to know a lot of people in the community. I've played with a few now, and I've only been in indie for about a year, but that's how I've met these guys through a previous band, and just met lots of people that way.
Yeah. You asked how Hex Mundi was for me, and Corey was just like, I don't know, because we've only been here for a little while. We're new to Hex, but we're glad to be here.
So there's been multiple iterations of Hex then?
Oh, yeah, there have been multiple. There have been several.
Okay.
A couple, handful.
Now,
a Mundi of hexes.
Yeah, there would not be room if we put every member that's been in this band in here. It'd be pretty crowded.
How would you describe your sound for someone that hasn't heard Hex Mundi before?
Well, I would say it's like loosely indie rock. I mean, we use like, I kind of use genre loosely. I'll incorporate different bits from other sort of styles of music into one, like this one sort of overarching indie. I feel like that's all indie rock is now. It's like not just independent. It's like
genres are arbitrary, man.
Yeah. Let's just say arbitrary. So.
Whenever people ask me as the non-songwriter, I tend to say it's like Kurt Vile with mandolins. So that's the most concise way I've come up to describe
it. The growlers,
it.
Oh, shucks. Yeah, similar.
The growlers.
Arcade Fire is one you mentioned before.
It's poppy indie rock.
What's your songwriting process like?
That's a long one. It has a lot of editing. There's a lot of editing involved. I'll write like 30, 40 times over the same verse, like the same four lines. I'll keep adjusting them until they're right. Because I don't like to, words are my favorite game, and I don't like to waste a syllable. I feel like it's a mistake that a lot of people that I've worked with in the past is like they just kind of settle, and for me it's usually starts out usually with a concept even before I start picking up the instrument, or like maybe a line or something, and then I'll start playing around trying to capture what I think that feels like and work from there. So it's kind of like a little bit backwards, like sometimes the words are there first, sometimes the music is kind of there at the same time. But
it seems like it usually starts with you, Justin, and then at what point do you bring the rest of the band in?
Usually once I've got a pretty, like a few of the sections sort of roughly put together, like a good idea of the overall song, I'll bring it in and be like, what do you guys think about this? Does it feel good? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? How can we adjust it to make it better? Because, you know, it's always good to get a second set of eyes on stuff. And even better whenever you add three more sets of eyes. So, yeah.
That's six total.
Plus the dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two dogs.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
dogs.
I usually ask their opinion. They never really yeah. ever respond in a
they
way
bark
that
at the drums.
They do
yeah,
bark
that's
at the drums.
Yeah. One time.
So what's next for you guys?
Well, we're going to be releasing yeah, a nap.
After that.
An ice cold beer. No, we're going to be releasing at the end of the summer our new EP, Quixotic Musings. And it'll probably be around July or August or so. We'll be putting that out. It's three songs, the three that we played earlier here today. And yeah, it should be fun.
Cool. Is there a tour in the mix?
Yeah, we're starting to book like small weekend like sort of runs.
Regional.
Yeah, regional stuff. Just so we can, you know, get our names out there and start to promote this new EP.
Great. How would you describe the music scene in indie?
I feel like it's really, really doing well within the last few years. Like Fountain Square has kind of taken over what used to be Broad Ripple's sort of wheelhouse. Now it's kind of all focused there, but I think it's vibrant, and I feel like it's overlooked in the grand scope of, like, all across the country. You know, people are like, oh, L.A., New York, other places, Nashville.
It overlooks a good word, because we do have, even though it's growing, it's a very strong music industry here, and like for an independent artist, it's the best spot you can be in. Indianapolis is the crossroads of America, so we're not only do we have a great local market, but we're 6 hours or less from 10 other semi-major cities, you know, in Ohio and Kentucky and Michigan. So just having that as your advantage, being able to hit three or four major semi-major markets in a weekend, that alone, like, geographically and locally, it's a really strong spot for an indie artist.
The logistics are fantastic down here.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there's quite a few artists that I'm like, man, these guys should be way bigger than they are. So I've noticed hard. There's a lot of groups in indie that I think like are really underappreciated, underrecognized. And but at the same time,
I think it's starting
to
gain traction.
Yeah. But because of that, there's kind of a like family vibe to it where, you know, different bands just like get to know each other and make connections and support each other.
It's much more inclusive here than it is in other cities that I've kind of hung out in. Like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia have some of the clickiest music scenes I've ever seen. Like if you're not a touring band or a local that can bring 200 people, you're not getting the gig. And here it's like you have to play at the Mel first. Everyone plays at the Mel first. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of, you know, you figure it out from there. And everyone's cool. It's
It is a fun place to play.
The Mel's got a special place in my heart, man. I love that bar.
Mm-hmm. Where can people find your music?
The internet. No, if you Google us, you can find pretty much all of our sources really quickly. But Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp. If you can think of a place where
Xbox Live.
Google
RuneScape.
We're trying to talk to Elon Musk and see if he'll shoot it into space, but there's no response.
That's why I brought the suit.
Maybe this will get his attention. Then.
Yeah, and I just want to do a shout out to Bill Murray. What's up, dude? You never answer my calls.
Anything else you guys want to add?
We're glad to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
this has been a total treat.
It's been a blast.
Yeah.